The following is a recording for Raphael Borjas with iAdvise on Tuesday, May 17th, 2016, at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. The following is a recording of the Mansour First Quarter 2016 conference call.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mansour's First Quarter 2016 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Raphael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Josh, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mansour's First Quarter 2016 earnings call. Presenting on behalf of Mansour, we have Mr. Gianflavio Carosi, Chief Financial Officer of Mansour, who will discuss the company's first quarter 2016 consolidated results as a press release distributed last week. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you're a member of the media, please contact the company directly. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. At this time, Mr. Gianflavio Carosi will initiate his presentation. Mr. Carosi, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us as we review Mansour's results for the first quarter of 2016. The first quarter of 2016 was a quarter of challenging market conditions. However, once again, we reported strong operational performance as a result of cost reduction and productivity gains in line with the company's plan. It was also a quarter of important progress in our short and long-term projects, which I will comment on during this call. During the quarter, we continued to experience a decline in metal prices, with tin prices reaching a minimum of $13,300 per ton in January, before rebounding and closing the quarter with an average of $15,555 per ton. Gold also traded up during the quarter from a low of around $1,070 per ounce, averaging $1,182 per ounce during the quarter. Currently, prices have recovered in both tin and gold, with tin currently trading around $17,000 per ton and gold around $1,275 per ounce. We do not control prices, therefore this higher price trend does not change our plan, focused on cost controls, productivity, and maximizing production value. Operationally, production of tin reached 5,217 tons, that's 11% lower than the first quarter of 2015, but in line with our current plan. Gold production reached 33,500 ounces, that's 16% higher than the first quarter of 2015, and slightly ahead of our plan. While Mayorin and tantalum production reached 413 tons, that's 39% below the first quarter of 2015, but also aligned with our current plan. Moving on to individual operating results, we will start with San Rafael. San Rafael contributed with 4,321 refined tons of tin, that's 10% lower than that of the first quarter of 2015, mainly explained by lower head grades as we are mining close to reserve head grades, and lower tons treated. Production profile at San Rafael is expected to improve when we start operating the ore sorting pre-concentration plant, as grade threats to the gravimetric and flotation plants at San Rafael will increase. This is expected to take place in early June. Therefore, we maintain our production guidance between 20,000 and 21,000 tons of refined tin at San Rafael. In terms of costs, cash cost per treated ton at San Rafael reached $116 in the first quarter of 2016. That is a 20% reduction when compared to the first quarter of 2015. As a result of cost reduction initiatives implemented last year, and our continued efforts to keep reducing our costs. We maintain our cost guidance between $115 and $125 per cubic ton. Cash costs on a refined ton of tin basis during the quarter was $8,224, a decrease of 8% compared to the first quarter of 2015. Moving on to Tabocca, our Pitinga mine delivered 1,494 tons of tin metal contained in concentrate, only 6% less than the same quarter of 2015, and reaching in March a record high of 595 tons produced within a single month. Pitinga is moving towards full production capacity with the use of diesel generators starting in late first quarter of 2016, while advancing with the repairs at the hydroelectric power plant. Moreover, Pirapora produced close to 900 tons of refined tin due to a scheduled plant maintenance in February, a 19% decrease compared to the first quarter of 2015. Annual guidance at Tabocca remains at 6,000 to 7,000 tons of refined tin. In terms of niobium and tantalum alloy, Pitinga delivered 413 tons during the first quarter of 2016, that is 39% less than the first quarter of 2015, due to lower production capacity from temporary power restrictions. Completing the repairs at the hydroelectric power plant and increasing processing capacity at Pitinga, Niobium, and Tantalum flotation plants during the third quarter of 2016 will allow production to increase in line with our production plan for 2016. We maintain our production guidance for alloy of 2,000 to 2,200 tons of alloy. Once repairs have been completed, annual production capacity of niobium and tantalum alloy will reach 4,400 tons. In terms of cost, cash cost per treated ton was $18.8 in the first quarter of 2016, but 9% above that of the first quarter of 2015. This was primarily as a result of the use of diesel generators, absent which cash costs would have been $16.8 per cubic ton, that is a 2% decline. Moving on to Pucamarca, production during the first quarter of 2016 reached 33,517 ounces, that is a 16% increase compared to the same quarter of last year. Despite a 28% decrease in gold head grade from 0.64 grams per ton to 0.46 grams per ton, gold production increased due to a 21% increase in ore treated and higher recoveries during the first quarter of 2016, as we operated at a higher plant capacity of 21,000 tons per day compared to 17,500 tons per day in the first quarter of last year. Production is slightly ahead of our plan. However, we maintain our production guidance of between 95,000 to 105,000 ounces in 2016. In terms of cost, cash cost per cubic ton of ore was $3.5 in the quarter, a 24% improvement over the same quarter of last year, mainly due to a higher volume of ore treated and cost reduction initiatives implemented in 2015. It is important to note that we continue to seek cost reduction initiatives. The cash cost per ounce of gold reached $223 in the quarter, that is an 18% decrease compared to the same quarter of last year. These results continue to position Pucamarca as one of the lowest cash cost gold mines in the world. In summary, we reported an operationally robust quarter in terms of production and cost, reflecting the actions that we undertook in order to mitigate challenging commodity market conditions. Now, moving on to the financial results. The challenging market conditions during the first quarter affected our financial results despite our cost reduction achievements. However, our focus on cost and expense control, productivity gains, and maximizing production allowed us to protect our margins and to position us to fully capitalize on potential future price appreciation. Net revenues in the first quarter reached $127 million, a decrease of 25% compared to the first quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by lower zinc and gold average metal prices, that is 16 and 3% lower respectively, and lower volume sold of tin and alloy, that is 19% and 62% respectively. This was partially offset by a higher volume of gold sold, higher than 16%. It is important to note that a stock liquidation undertaken in the first quarter of 2015 at Taboca impacted the results in the year-over-year comparison, particularly in alloys. Cost of sales during the first quarter were 29% lower than the first quarter of 2015, as a result of lower unitary costs of production and lower volume sold. After accounting for the decrease in costs, gross profit reached $53.2 million, a 19% decrease compared to the first quarter of the previous year, mainly as a result of lower zinc and gold prices in the quarter. Nevertheless, gross margin reached 42% in the quarter compared to 39% in the same quarter of the previous year, clearly reflecting improvements in productivity and efficiency in our operations. Administrative expenses during the first quarter were $9 million, that is an 18% decrease compared to the first quarter of 2015, mainly explained by the cost-saving measures undertaken and by the depreciation of local currencies, Brazilian real and Peruvian sol, against the U.S. dollar. In the first quarter of the year, exploration and project expenses amounted to $8.6 million, a reduction of 28% compared to the first quarter of the previous year. This reduction is explained by the refocusing of our exploration efforts in San Rafael surrounding area and by lower expenses incurred in the pre-feasibility study of Mina Justa project. We expect the pre-feasibility studies of both Mina Justa and these two projects to conclude in June and feasibility studies to begin thereafter. According to our accounting policies, future investments in these projects will be capitalized following the issuance of a positive pre-feasibility study and will no longer be registered as exploration expenses. EBITDA during the quarter reached $44.3 million, that is a decrease of 28% compared to the same quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by lower sales, partially offset by an improvement in cost and expenses. As a result, EBITDA margins remained almost unchanged at 35% in the first quarter of 2016. It is important to note that EBITDA includes investment in growth projects, which are discretionary in nature. Intu reported a net income of $18.9 million in the first quarter of the year, compared to a loss of $15.1 million in the previous quarter of 2015. Net income was affected by exchange rate differences, with the first quarter of 2016 registering a $7.2 million gain, while the first quarter of 2015 registered a $26.7 million loss. Excluding foreign exchange differences and results from subsidiaries and associates, adjusted net income would have been $14 million in the first quarter of 2016, that is a 54% higher than that of the first quarter of 2015. In terms of CapEx, investments totaled $18.2 million in the quarter. CAPEX was mainly allocated to the construction of the pre-concentration plant at San Rafael, the oil-sorting project, and increased sustaining capital investments at Cucamarca, such as track maintenance, and the hydroelectric power plant repairs and flotation plant capacity increase at Taboca. In terms of liquidity, Minsur concluded the first quarter with $539 million of debt and $552 million in cash and equivalents, resulting in a negative 0.1 net debt to EBITDA ratio. In summary, lower metal prices impacted our financial results. However, the actions we undertook last year and continue to perform this year to enhance our operational and financial performance allowed us to maintain strong margins and to position ourselves to take maximum advantage of any future commodity price increase. I want to conclude the presentation by once again emphasizing our commitment towards cost control, operational efficiency, and to keeping a strong financial structure in order to capitalize on future opportunities. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please proceed to your Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phones now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. And we will pause momentarily to compile a list of questioners. Thank you. Our first question comes from Roy Yagulik from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
All right, thank you. Can you tell me what anticipated CapEx is for 2016 and 2017? And, you know, the intent of my question is to see at what pace we'll see cash decline. And I think the major things that will have an impact on that are the Boca del 2 project and the whatever you might decide to do in Brazil at Patinga and whether or not you'll need a new refinery. And I guess that's the concern is what is going to occur to cash and net leverage and what is the CapEx budget over the next couple of years.
In terms of CapEx, for now we're only providing guidance for 2016. Mm-hmm. We expect total CapEx to be of around $15 to $20 million at Santa Catarina and Pisco. That obviously does not include the oil sorting project, which is an additional $15 to $18 million. In terms of Cucamarca, we're expecting CapEx to range between $8 and $10 million. In the case of Taboca, we are expecting CapEx, sustaining CapEx, to be in the range between $20 to $25 million. In addition to that, we expect about $13 to $15 million in repairs for the hydroelectric plant and $12 to $14 million in terms of the increase in capacity at the flotation plant, the Nayobium and Tantalum flotation plant.
Mm-hmm.
For 2017, we should just expect sustaining CapEx and the advancement of, obviously, our BP project and our Marcobre project as they continue to advance in the pre-feasibility stage.
And what is that sustaining?
Sorry.
I was just saying, what is sustaining CapEx and how much you would spend at Marcobre?
Marcobre today, for example, at a study phase, more or less invests around $30 million a year on a study phase, which is where it is right now.
Mm-hmm. So that means in addition to all those numbers you gave me for 2016, I should put in $30 million for Marcobre, or not?
That is correct.
Okay. So can you just give me one number for CapEx for 2016 instead of it seems to be many pieces, and I'm not sure if I have them all.
Sure. Total CapEx should be roughly between, and that's including sustaining CapEx, project CapEx, Marcobre as well,
mm-hmm.
should roughly be between $110 to $120 million.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then
in terms of cash, obviously with the higher price environment, what you should see is that we should not consume our cash during the year. Now, obviously, this depends a lot on current market conditions. What you are seeing during the first quarter of this year is basically heavier CapEx outflows as we are investing, particularly in the first half of the year, on most of these capital investments.
Mm-hmm. During the first half, okay. And I have a question going back to the fourth quarter of last year, and I don't recall really what was the explanation why EBITDA was so low. It was $18.9 million, and now this quarter we're up to $44.3 million, and increased about 140%. Were there special charges or write-offs in the fourth quarter of last year that really pushed EBITDA down so low? You know, why is EBITDA so much better now?
No, I would say it's mainly price.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly price. During the last quarter, I'm trying to remember, during the last quarter of last year, the only adjustment that we had, special adjustment, which it didn't impact EBITDA, was basically the impairment of our Macobre project.
And what was that impairment? Because the price in the fourth quarter of last year was $15,096, and the price in the first quarter of this year was $15,555, so there's not much of a difference in terms of price.
No, I think we had a better performance in gold, for sure. And at the same time, remember that we are seeing the full impact of most of our cost savings in this first quarter versus last year.
Yeah, the gold was 1,100 and gold was 1,182 this quarter, and you did see a reduction in the cost, but none of that, you know, maybe the $500, $400 difference in the higher price of tin and the difference between cost and price of gold makes up for why EBITDA went from $18 million to $45 million. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I think there must have been something in the fourth quarter that really impacted results that was not related to prices and volumes and such.
Just 1 second. Let me do the following, Roy. Let me work on a specific walk between those two, and let me get back to you on that.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Thanks.
So was there any charge for Macobre in the fourth quarter of last year that you can say now or not? That impacted you
No, I mean that charge for Macobre was significant. We're talking about several $100 million.
Okay, all right. Okay.
That to be. Now, the only other thing that could have an impact there is probably different exchange differences.
Okay.
Which were significant at Tabota, which were losses versus, again, this first quarter.
Okay, all right.
Besides that, there were no charges.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions. I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Carosi for closing remarks.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank all of you for your continued interest and trust in our company and for your participation in today's conference call. Please don't hesitate to contact me or Vladimir Garocal if you have any additional questions. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.